This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Everybody, I am pretty sure that what I'm about to say is the first use of the tortured kick the can down the road macroeconomic metaphor of the recent news cycle, but here we are. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy went to Wall Street today for a speech on the looming debt limit. More accurately, it's the debt limit that Congress blew past in January. We are now firmly in the land of extraordinary measures that have extended the deadline to June. Or maybe July. It's a little bit vague. What's not vague at all is what a default would mean. And one can't help but cast one's mind back to 2011, the last time congressional Republicans brought the United States perilously close to defaulting on its debt, the financial effects of which lasted for years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going on this Monday.
12 years ago, it seemed like defaulting on the U.S. debt might have actually been an option for some politicians. Laura Blessing, a senior fellow at Georgetown University, says 2011 was a turning point for world markets.
As they have woken up to the very real danger of us, you know, kind of juggling with hand grenades on this one.
In response, the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded U.S. creditworthiness from the highest rating, a AAA, to AA+. Now, you may be thinking, big deal, we still got an A. But in fiscal 2011, the U.S. paid about $1 billion more to borrow money, according to the Government Accountability Office. Susan Irving, a senior advisor at the GAO, says there's still a hangover.
I think where you see the lasting effect is in nervousness about the Treasury market.
Treasury bills, those IOUs the U.S. issues. Irving saw that lasting effect in 2013 when there was, again, a stalemate over raising or suspending the debt limit. Irving says nervous investors demanded a higher interest rate, and some just said, forget it.
And what we call bid to cover, the number of requests to buy compared to the amount you're selling, dropped.
The Bipartisan Policy Center says the 2011 and 2013 debt limit debates drove up the cost of government borrowing. And Rachel Snyderman, an economist at the center, says now that's happening again.
Because of the inherent risk that financial markets see surrounding a potential debt limit debate this summer.
Snyderman estimates if Congress doesn't raise or suspend the debt limit, the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills by this summer or early fall. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.